This is an oral history interview with Mrs. Gertrude Winteringer Carr, taken March 20th, 1979 by Jennifer Henry of the Historic Preservation Office. I'd like to get a little family background on you, your parents' names and where they were born, your grandparents' name and their birthplaces, if you remember them.
Well, on mother's side, she was a Mulberry.
Mulberry?
Mulberry. M-O-W-B-R-A-Y.
Ah, oh, Mulberry.
He was the first president of the commercial club here. Fifth mayor.
Oh, yes.
So they're old-timers.
Uh-huh.
And my father's people came here in the late 1800s.
Came to Oklahoma or to Tulsa specifically?
Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
Met his wife here.
Were your parents married then
in Tulsa?
Tulsa?
Mm-hmm.
What year, do you remember?
Oh, glory, I've got the dates handy.
Oh, you've got genealogy
charts. Yes. Let's see. His grandfather, who married Mulberry, born in Milton, Mulberry, England.
Mulberry, England is where he was born?
Uh-huh.
And he died in what year?
And this is his wife, Hannah Harley. She was born in England.
From Nottingham, yeah.
And this is mother. This is my father's mother, Gertrude Gates.
And that's the woman you were named for?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather.
So when did your parents then come to Tulsa? In the late 1800s, both of them?
They came, Grandpa and Grandma Mulberry came here in 1888.
Oh. Okay.
He came as a missionary to the Indians, and then...
Presbyterian?
No, Methodist. And the head was minister of the First Methodist Church set up here.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
In fact, he established it down on Cameron.
Now, this was your father?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather.
Uh-huh.
I see.
And grandmother, she often administered to the Indians and said she'd be standing there cooking or something and turn around and they'd just be two or three of them standing in the door wanting her help.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Where did they first live in around here? I mean, did they live...
They lived down on Cameron, just off of Maine.
What, were there platted streets then at that point?
Not very much, no. But that was the general vicinity. About where the convention hall is.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I can interrupt a minute.
Surely.
Her grandmother used to say every once in a while that where the old municipal auditorium was had been her cattle lot.
Her cattle lot?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. My, the city changes, doesn't it? What, where was the first church then that...
Well, they just had a little white church down there on Cameron.
Close to the house?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you have any family stories about that time that have been handed down?
Yes, I've often heard her tell about the cowboys that come in on Saturday night. And they'd come to church and shoot up the church, try to. So she'd meet them at the door with her apron and put their guns in her apron. And she'd put them up on the pulpit and say, you can have them when you leave.
Oh, no.
They often had to get under the beds at night when the cowboys came on Saturday night. They'd just shoot up the town.
Just for sport?
Yeah, just for sport.
Did she talk about was there amicable relations between the Indians and the...
Yes, they... Grandpa traveled around amongst the Indians. Grandma helped to cure them if they were sick, tried to.
That's interesting. Where then, your parents were married in Tulsa?
Yes.
And it was sometime in the early 1900s?
It must have been About 1996, I imagine, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Where did they first live in Tulsa?
Well, I was born down on North Main Street where the old Katy rail tracks go through.
Oh, really?
Their house is there, huh?
Oh, so they were there before the railroad went through?
Yes.
Oh, my heavens, that is a long time ago. And then where did you live after that?
Well, my father built a place up on Old Reservoir Hill. And then...
Reservoir Hill?
Old Reservoir Hill.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's North Cincinnati.
Sure.
And then they bought this house over on North Denver in 1913.
How old were you then?
Well, I was about 14, 15.
Oh, so you remember it very clearly then. Could you tell me a little bit about what the area looked like? Were the streets paved? Were there sidewalks?
And I don't remember sidewalks particularly, but I suppose we did have some. The streetcar went up north since Cheyenne.
Where did it end then?
It was just a few blocks north of where we were there on Denver.
Was it a new area at that time? Was it built up very much?
Quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The trees were pretty well established and grown then when you were there?
Well, we didn't have too many trees at that time, did we?
Oh, they were just the native trees. That, mm-hmm. But wasn't much in the way of landscaping.
Uh-huh. What about those trees that lined Denver? Were they there?
No, they were,
then? No.
No.
Do you remember when they were put in? Do you have any idea?
Oh, I just don't remember when they were.
Did you have telephone service when you first moved in, or electricity and gas?
No, we had gas lights. It's a big house that's on the corner of Jasper and Denver. And they had two lots there.
Oh.
And we had gas lights until they had electricity put in then later. I don't know just when.
Were there parks nearby or any kind of, where did you play?
No, we had these two big lots, and we had a little tennis court. We played croquet.
Oh, that's nice.
Raymond lived just the first house south of us.
So you grew up together?
Yes.
Oh, nice. My grandparents did that in New Jersey. They lived next door to each other all their lives.
Yes, well. Oh, we had our 60th wedding anniversary not too long ago, and I decided we'd just stay together.
You think it's going to last then?
Yeah. Oh,
that's remarkable. That is really wonderful. Did they have jitneys up there? Or
jitneys?
Mm-hmm. No. Some kind of...
Later.
That was later. Oh, you used a streetcar or you walked?
And no, were there horses? Did you have... places for
I was telling Graham today, Mother had a little surrey and horse, and I don't remember whether they sold it before they moved up on North Denver or not. I know Dad had a 1910 Buick.
Oh, no.
It's quite a car.
Were there a lot of children in the neighborhood at that time? Was it young families or middle-aged?
Yes, fairly young.
What did you do for entertainment?
Oh, we went to the church down on the, it was about Easton in Maine, wasn't it, Methodist Church.
Was your father preaching at that point?
My grandfather had been, but he wasn't at that time. He died in 1910.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
But it was mostly church affairs.
Was Tulsa dusty at that point, was it?
Dusty.
Uh-huh. Because everything looks so settled and planted now.
No, I don't remember it being so dusty.
Not much traffic.
No, that's right. You imagine not. were there other people in the neighborhood that had horses and carriages, or were it mostly automobiles at that point?
Didn't you say your father brought his horse down? Mm-hmm. I know we had carriage posts at the front of the house.
Oh, was that normal up and down the block? Or did most people have carriage hitching? Did most people have hitching posts in the area?
I guess they must have. Just don't remember. I just remember those old hitching posts, and I was so glad when Dad got rid of them.
Not very modern, I don't suppose.
No. Mrs. Gubser lived just down about a block from us.
Oh, really?
And the J.S. Hoppings and Brady's lived down two blocks.
The Brady's, were they living on the site where the Stone House is now? Did they have their house there?
They had a huge colonial house built about, must have been Golden in Denver.
Yeah, And then they tore that down and put up the one that's there now?
Well, they had lived down on Boston.
Oh.
And then until they built that house.
What is the street address of your family home? What is the street address of your family home?
Of ours?
Uh-huh.
It's 774 North Denver now. It was in the 800s and they changed it. So.
Yes. In our survey, we found a lot of places that
yes.
are like that. So, where did you go to school at that point?
At the old high school.
At Tulsa High? How'd you get to school every day?
Oh, we usually walked or went on the streetcar, but most of the time we walked.
Did you walk through the business district then? Was it? Do you remember the Archer and Main Street areas much at all? Was that bustling and thriving pretty well back then, or was it already going downhill?
The Archer.
Archer and Main and Boulder, Cincinnati, around there, Archer and First Street.
Yes. See, my uncle was Jeff Archer, the man who was shot.
Oh my. Yeah. He was shot?
Yes, he had a hardware store, and a drunken Indian came in and shot him through the powder barrel.
Oh no, how old were you when that happened?
I wasn't born then.
Oh, that was before then?
Yes.
I remember reading in the old Indian Territory paper about they were protesting. Oh, not at all. I smoke like a fool. I remember them talking about how they were getting pretty fed up with the cowboys coming in and shooting things up and people walking drunk down the street. And is that any way for people to behave when they're trying to build a new town like they were?
Yes.
Tell me about, did you know any of the early people like J.M. Hall or?
Well, I didn't know him myself. Folks did.
Uh-huh. And the Lynch family?
Oh, yes, knew the Lynches quite well.
Did they have children that you grew up with?
Yes.
Who was it? Isla
Lynch. It was a Shirtless. And
we'd remind each other of things every once in a while, some of those old names.
I know what you mean. I'm going to ask you a question that you may find a little strange, but I'd like to hear if you remember what your first party dress was like, and when, how old you were when you went to your first.
I don't know. I remember one striped silk dress that Mother got at Vandiver's and had made for me, and I got the party and the thing again splitting all fell apart. Apparently they had had it a long time, but it was several different colors.
Oh my! What was your first party? What occasion was it? Do you remember? How old were you when you were allowed to dress up and go out?
They wouldn't let me go to dances until I was about 15 or 16.
Oh, really?
Were you? They were strict Methodists.
Were you escorted then? I mean, did an adult go with you, or were you?
Well, we didn't have any formal dances, you know. We just mostly parties and church socials and things of that sort. Mm-hmm. My aunt, Ms. Archer, had a big home down on Main Street about. Must have been about Cameron, wasn't it? And she always opened her home up to the church group, so we always had our parties there as a rule.
What kind of dances did you do then?
What kind of?
Dances? Were there waltzes? Or what was popular back then? What? The dances.
Oh, I don't remember. It wasn't any hillbilly dancing or anything like that.
No square dancing or
no.
Fiddling or anything?
Just old waltzes and things of that sort.
How did you get fashion magazines or
did I wear?
Did you get, were fashion magazines available, or?
Yes, I think we used to get, what's it, McCall's? I think, near as I can remember.
Did you make your own clothes, or?
My mother usually had them made.
Oh, I see.
She had, they called it the Garment Factory.
Was that the name of a company?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. And Vandiver's was Vandiver's at that point?
Yes.
It was called Vandiver's. Mm-hmm. Where was it located?
Well, first located on Main Street. It was north of First Street.
Yes, a little bit.
Was it a wooden store or brick?
Just dry goods and women's store.
Uh-huh. Was it wooden or?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A wooden storefront.
Then they moved up into the next block on the other side of the street before they moved up on Fifth Street. Mm-hmm. When it was kind of odd when Vandiver's came down here to look at the town over it. They stayed with my aunt.
The Archers?
Uh-huh. She had such a big place there.
So you didn't know Jeff Archer, though, at all?
Oh, no. He was killed before I was born. Uh-huh.
Where did you get your water at that point? Did you have piped in?
Well, when we lived on Cincinnati, we had a big tank up at the side of the house. And then the sister...
Just a rain barrel?
Just a real large rain barrel.
Huh.
And... if we had enough rain, we had water for baths. And then when the Arkansas was piped into it, you know, it was so muddy, they'd say, well, take a bath and then a whisk room.
No.
It was pretty bad.
Oh. So did you wash your clothes with the river water then?
Yes, I guess Mother did. She usually had help most of the time, so... I wasn't concerned with that part of it.
You didn't have to do much housework when you were growing up?
Not a great deal.
Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Oh, just played around mostly. I had lots of friends, of course.
Mm-hmm. Was school regular hours, 8 to 3, is that?
Oh, play there in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I practiced piano a lot.
Did you take lessons?
Oh, yes.
Who did you take lessons from?
Well, I had several different teachers, and then I finally went over to the sisters over at Holy Family Church.
Oh.
And one of the sisters tried to start a junior college over there, and I studied 2 years with her.
Oh, when was that? Do you remember?
It was 1917, I guess, about. I know she presented me in concert at the old convention hall, not the municipal theater.
Oh, really? Oh, my.
She was quite an attractive little person, French descent.
Oh.
So I really enjoyed talking to her, and she taught me a little conversational French because I was interested in languages.
Uh-huh. And the sisters were trying to start a college at Holy Family?
She kind of wanted to start a junior college.
For co-educational?
Mm-hmm. But she didn't get very far with it. I understood that she broke her vows and got married.
You sticking to it?
I stuck to it.
I
she
noticed.
Broke her vows and got married? Is that what you said?
She told me about it just a few days before I had my recital that she was going to. So that was the end of that.
I notice these chairs are sticking.
I don't know what the girls put on them. We have housekeepers that come once a week.
Oh, I see.
I'll have to ask them.
Well, I'm afraid so much lint came off on the back of the chair it won't stick anymore. I had another question in my mind. So you told me that your grandfather is the one who started the first church.
Grandpa Mulberry.
Right. And what did he was also the fifth mayor of Tulsa?
Uh-huh. And the first president of the old commercial club, now the Chamber
of
Commerce.
The Chamber. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When did they start, do you know?
Oh, I don't know when it would be. He died in 1910, so it must have... Oh, let's see, it's a family by the name of Hatch. Early day of people here. Uh-huh. And my grandfather and grandmother Winteringer. I don't remember anybody else. The Bradys lived over on Boston, down about a block from where we lived.
It sounds like the town was pretty spread out then. Was it kind of scattered all over?
Within... Oh, a small radius, I would say.
Uh-huh. Let's skip ahead a little bit. I'd like to know if you could, either of you, tell me anything about the race riot.
Yes, very much so. Raymond and I were married at the time, and we were having breakfast with his people down on South Baltimore. And all at once there was a young colored fellow came running in and jumped under the table, hiding. And my father spent most of the night outside his house up on North Denver with a gun. I don't think he'd have used it, but anyway, he did. And the next morning he got to worrying about this girl that worked for my mother, and he went out to one of the churches and found her. And he came back with his car. There were black faces sticking out all the windows. He brought the whole bunch of them up. We had servants' quarters in the back.
Dora?
What?
What was her name? Dora?
I don't think so. Something of the sort.
What did you do? Were you, I'd like to know how you felt at that point. Were you particularly frightened, or did you think it would just blow over? Were you?
Well, it was a pretty serious thing to have happen. Mm-hmm. I felt sorry for the colored people because they were frightened to death.
I can imagine.
And I think it all happened. Some colored person was in the elevator. Wasn't that it?
Oh, that's been the story.
And that's what started off. They felt she hadn't been treated fairly. Mm. And it just went from bad to worse.
Did you see what the damage was after it was over? What was that like?
Oh, it was terrible. Go over there and find those poor old folks poking around in the burned out houses. It was terrible.
Mm. Well, they made reparations though, didn't they? Didn't they pretty much take care of the blacks after it was over?
Yes, they put them in the different churches and tried to take care of them.
Well, Tulsa was under martial law at that time.
Yes. I had a friend or two that was in the service.
But you were living over, where were you living then at that?
Well, we hadn't been married very long and we had just come down for the weekend.
Oh, you weren't living in Tulsa then?
Raymond and I were away for a while. He was a geologist and he was out of town quite a bit.
Oh.
And we just happened to be here.
No, I remember this was Henry Bogus, and he was taking these colored folks, the black ones, over to the old convention hall, mm-hmm. and trying to get them inside so look after them, see they didn't get hurt anymore.
So many of them was wanting to avoid trouble. And frightened to death.
It was time to be scared. But he was telling me that I think he had two women that had babies that night.
Oh, my.
Imagine.
Oh, my. That's awful. Well, was Convention Hall used at that time? Was it still in use as a theater and convention center?
The old lady of Brady Street. You've heard that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, did you stay for the entire 3 days? Were you able to get out of Tulsa then? Before the riot was over, you were allowed to leave the city?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it wasn't that bad. They didn't curtail your travel.
Mm-hmm. So when did you move back to Tulsa after?
Oh, we have spent different years in oil camps in one place and another. We moved back about 1926, I guess. Mary Ellen was born 25, so it must be about 26.
What company did you work for?
The old Sinclair Company.
Oh, uh-huh.
Which later became the Atlantic Richfield.
Mm-hmm. And so you traveled all over with them as a geologist?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you know Mr. Sinclair at all?
I met him a time or two, not to really know him, of course, but I met him a time or two.
What kind of reputation did he have at that time? How was he thought of in the community?
Oh, he was, I don't know how you would summarize it, but he was a gambler, of course. I can illustrate how he used to operate, if you don't mind a little off-color story.
Not at all.
Tell a story on him one morning down in the old Robinson Hotel, and they didn't have any bathrooms, they just had a gentleman's toilet at the end of the hall, two or three places. Said he was in there one morning, some fella came outside, knocked on the door, and said, "Well, know if Harry Sinclair was in there?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, I've got a lease down here in such and such a place," and gave the description of it. He said, "Well, how much do you want for it?" So the fellow told him, says, "All right, I'll take it."
Simple as that.
I don't know. I don't guarantee that. But that's the story that I heard.
Were you ever down at the Tulsa Hotel then? Did you? I've heard that was quite a meeting place.
Oh, it was, yes. Yes, I was. I never stayed much in the old in the hotels in Tulsa because we had our homes here and our families. But the old hotel Tulsa was quite a place.
Raymond ended up as a Manor Sinclair Research Company before he retired.
So oh my, who are you?
Kept him pretty busy.
I had understood that the Tulsa Hotel was a meeting place for local people as well as out-of-town business people, is that true?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, you'd see them down there, go down for lunch particularly.
Uh-huh. Yes. Most of the deals were consummated down there.
Oh, yes. There were more leases bought and sold down there, and oil properties, than any place else in town.
Oh, my. I can imagine. Yeah. I think I saw it when I was very small, but I don't remember. I would have liked to have seen it.
Yeah.
I'd like to get back to North Denver area. Was it, you had Elwood and Denver and Cheyenne. Is that, what were the boundaries of the neighborhood? What did you think of as your neighborhood back then?
It was a very nice neighborhood then.
How was it, what did you think of as the boundaries of it?
Oh, I expect it extended up about four or five blocks beyond where we were, Denver.
North of that, yes. But west, it was Elwood.
But Denver was really the street that had the most homes on it.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Was Cheyenne also considered a part of that?
It had some nice homes, but not as much as Denver.
What was south at that point, in 1913, when you first moved into the house? Was there anything south of the downtown area, any neighborhoods?
It south of the downtown area.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was beginning to build up.
Was it like around Riverview, down by the river where the McBurney Mansion was? Where was that?
Not that far.
No, it wasn't quite that far, was it?
No, the Rogers boys that had the grocery, and they used to deliver groceries. What was young Rogers' name?
Walter.
Walter, yes. And he delivered the groceries down there, 12th, 13th Street, ride a bicycle down and deliver the groceries.
Uh-huh. 12th and what, then, about?
Main.
12th in Denver, 12th in Boulder.
Okay. So, that's all business section now.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And that was a close-in neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just about as far south as it was?
Just about.
Did you go out to Orcutt Lake?
Oh, yes.
Is that one of the things you did for creation? What they have out there back in 1930?
Oh, they always celebrated 4th of July, and everybody took a picnic lunch.
Did they have anything to do out there? Did they? Fireworks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Take the streetcar out there.
Did they have, I'd heard that there was some kind of an amusement park, but never really.
An amusement park?
Uh-huh.
Out at Orchid?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember it.
Do you remember if there was a fountain there then?
Well, gosh, I can't remember that. Can you?
No. Guess I didn't go out there enough.
Were there houses in the area back then?
There were a few, yes.
Did that seem like a really long drive?
Oh, yes.
A long drive
ride? Seemed quite a distance. We often used to go up to Bird Creek quite a bit. It was, there was a nice little stream then, Bird Creek Falls.
Where is that?
It's up north of town.
Oh.
It's just a muddy stream now, I guess. I haven't been up that
way. Well, let's see, that's about where John Zink put in the Boy Scout place, isn't it?
Oh.
But we often went up there on picnics.
Was Reservoir Hill at the end of Denver, were there any houses on the hill at that point?
No, not up on the hill. Not until later.
Did you play up there? Did you go up there at all?
Not very often. We kept busy going to school.
I can imagine. What did you study in school back then, did you?
Well, I studied quite a few languages, English and math. I guess you did about the same, didn't you?
Yes, I was never much good at languages. You're the one that's good at languages. Math.
And chemistry.
And geometry.
What kind of grade school did they have here back?
Well, when I first started out, they didn't have anything for the young ones, and they had a private school that I went to for a while.
So it was just private schools?
It was just a private school.
Was that the only education for anyone then?
Up until about the first or second grade, I guess. It took care of kindergartens in about the first grade.
What happened after that?
Well, then I went to grade schools.
Oh, so they did have a grade school
they
by the
started
time?
Then having grade schools.
Where was that? Do you remember where the grade school was?
Oh, it must have been someplace down around Main Street. I know my mother's sister was one of the first teachers here. She came back. But I guess it must have been around Main Street. I don't know. Just
what was your mother's sister's name?
Thomas. Her husband was Heck Thomas, the
Marshal.
Hmm?
He was Marshal. U.S. Marshal.
Yes, U.S. Marshal. They lived down at Lawton most of the time after they were married.
Was it a circuit marshal kind of thing then? Uh-huh. Just somebody who would travel around?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's been quite a bit written about him.
I remember the name, but I can't mm-hmm. quite place what I've heard about. Where were the Indians when you were growing up? Where were the Indians in the early teens?
Well, we didn't pay much attention to them. You're just likely to see them any place with their blankets. And
do they still wear blankets? And
huh. We were up in near Ponca City on a reservation when Rain was with the Bureau of Mines for a while, and they always wore their blankets up there all the time. They'd sit around on those curbstones.
Oh. Did they come into town on Saturday night?
Almost any time.
Did they live in? Did they have a large population in town?
No, not so much. They'd be out on their allotment, and they'd probably build a big house, but they'd live in their teepee.
Were these Osage or were these Creeks? What?
Oh, they were Osages and
mostly Osages.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did the Indian children go to school as well?
I think they probably had a school for them up there, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Around Pahuska.
Oh,
yes. I'm at the Indians in the Tulsa area. Did they go to school at Tulsa High School?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I see. And the younger ones wore Western clothing then? I mean, mm-hmm. normal?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
I see. Did you have school uniforms?
Yes. Kind of,
what did you wear to school then?
But
I asked you if you had school uniforms.
Oh, no. No school uniforms.
No, I think we used to see so many of the... This is interrupting a little bit.
Oh, no.
We used to see so many of the blanket Indians. They used to come out to football games. The old Skelly Stadium. And you'd see it all maybe... back three or four rows up high. They'd always get up there, but they'd be in their blankets.
Huh.
The best.
It was an interesting place to be, see it growing, Tulsa growing up.
Did they have shoot 'em up still when after you came along?
No, I don't remember any of that. Mother said Grandpa used to go out to the ranches and talk to the boys.
Oh.
And he'd get them calmed down about shooting up the town on Saturday night.
Well, I imagine that they had liquor, access to liquor with their
I suppose so. I don't know.
Did you have access to just about all the goods could you get most everything in Tulsa back when you were a teenager that you could someplace else?
Oh, yes. Vandiver's was really a good store, right from the first.
Did you rely on canned goods in markets at that point?
Yes, quite a bit, mm-hmm. because Mother didn't do much canning. We had a few fruit trees on the lot, but that was all.
What'd you do with your trash?
With what?
With your trash.
Burn it. The trash.
Oh, just burned it whenever you got ready.
Was it burned in the yard? Was there an incinerator or something similar?
Lord,
or a trash dump. Do you remember a trash dump?
Well, I think even much later than those days, every house practically had a trash burner in the back. One of those old beehive-shaped things. You remember them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Brick or stone or something.
Yeah, concrete stone built up there. It looked like a beehive about so high.
Oh, I see.
Burn your trash.
Huh. So that really you didn't have much need of a dump or a disposal area at all. The city didn't handle it?
Oh, no.
No, not them.
Where did you get your drinking water?
Well, we had a cistern. That's where we got ours.
Oh, I see. And you used, and then so you used river water for?
You can use the river water to drink.
But I meant for washing clothes and other needs.
Yes.
Well, you folks had a well.
Yes, we did have a well, but